我们很高兴今天看到好多亲爱的慕道朋友。
We're very glad to see there are many truth seekers here this evening.
我们也愿主祝福带领慕道朋友来的弟兄姐妹。
We ask our Lord to bless our brothers and sisters who have brought our friends with them.
也纪念弟兄姐妹为布道会所付出的一切。
We also ask our Lord to remember all who have toiled for this service.
今天我们要共同来学习信耶稣真长寿。
And this evening our topic is believing the Lord shall prolong your life.
我们每个人都很珍惜自己的生命。
All of us treasure our days on earth.
所以我们如果有病痛，都要赶快去看医生。
So if we suffered any illnesses, we would immediately call our doctors.
就是希望我们的身体赶快恢复健康。
And we wish to recover as soon as possible.
我们不希望我们因为病而很快就来离世。
Of course, none of us wish to die because of our illnesses.
我们不但希望我们拥有健康。
We not only wish for health.
更希望我们永远地活下去。
We also wish to live forever.
所以如果看到有人活得很长命，我们都很惊讶。
And most of us are quite surprised to hear that people could live a long life.
都会去请教他，你怎么能够活得这么久呢？
And many people approach these long-lived people to ask them the secrets.
甚至报纸特别的采访，打很大标题的报道。
And we even see newspaper articles that that discuss longevity.
曾经有一位法国的女人创下了健力士世界的记录。
There was a French woman who has broke the Guinness Book of Record.
她活到120岁又238天。
She lived 120 years and 238 days.
所以被号称为人瑞。
So she was called a long-lived woman.
就是活得很长寿的人，是。带给大家一种祥瑞的气氛。
There is a belief that people who lived long can bring prosperity and harmony to her surroundings.
但是这一位法国女人瑞，她很幽默的自己这样笑笑。
But this French woman, she was humorous and she said that.
说我自己不但是在等死。
That I myself am not only waiting for death.
并且也在等记者来采访我。
I'm also waiting for reporters to come to interview me.
我想神一定把我给忘记了。
I believe God has forgotten me.
意思是告诉我们。
What she is saying is that.
虽然我已经活到120岁又238天。
I may have lived 120 years and 238 days.
总有那么一天我会离开这个世界。
One day I will still die.
我们中国第一个皇帝他自己称为始皇帝，开始的始，始皇帝。
The first emperor of China calls himself Emperor Shi, meaning the first emperor.
而这位秦始皇，他希望寻找不死草，做成不死丹，永远的活下去。
And this Emperor Shi sent his people to look for a grass that does not die to make into a pill that would prolong his life.
而世界出名的中国的万里长城，好多人通通去游览。
And we all know that the Great Wall of China is a famous tourist attraction.
但是万里长城今犹在，秦始皇帝安在哉？
However, the Great Wall of China may exist now, but the emperor who built it has already died.
所以始皇帝开始这个始已经变成死皇帝，死亡的死。
So this emperor, the first emperor, has become a dead emperor.
这个不是我们咒骂他。
We are not cursing him.
而是告诉我们一个事实。
We're simply relying a fact.
就好像很出名的我们中国的大将军成吉思汗。
We all know a famous general by the name of Genghis Khan.
他临终的时候很感叹，说了这样一句话。
And on his deathbed, he sighed and said,
我横征了各大洲。
I have conquered this major continent.
我统治了一切。
I have ruled everything.
我拥有了很多各个国家的国宝、明珠、千颗。
I possess treasures from all over the world. I have thousands of pearls.
但是这些国宝、明珠也难叫我多活一日。
But these pearls and treasures cannot prolong my life for one day.
所以成吉思汗也走了。
So Genghis Khan also died.
这就是圣经里面所告诉我们的一句话。
So what this is merely telling us is something that's written in the Bible.
请看传道书第七章。
Let's turn to the book of Ecclesiastes.
第七章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
第二节。
Chapter 7, verse 2.
传道书七章的二节，这里告诉我们说，往糟上的家去，强如往厌恶的家去，因为死是众人的结局，活人也必将这事放在心上。
Verse 2 says, It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for this is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to heart.
圣经所告诉我们的话都是千真万确、永恒不变的真理。
Every word that is written in the Bible is truth, and it is a fact which won't change forever.
这里告诉我们说，我们活着的人，就是今天的你跟我坐在这里的人，都还是活着的人。
Today, the living, which refers to you and I who are sitting here this evening,
必定要把这件事情放在心上。
We will lay this matter to our heart.
什么事呢？
What does this matter refer to?
我们都是喜欢把快乐的事情、成功的事情、得意的事情放在心上。
We often like to think about good times, happy times, and our success.
然后大家彼此来分享快乐。
And we like to share our joy with everyone.
但是这里传道书这个作者却这样告诉我们。
Yet the writer of this book of Ecclesiastes said,
一定要把死这件事情放在我们的心上。
He said the living will lay it, referring to death, to heart.
为什么这样告诉我们呢？
Why would he say this?
这个不是很不好的事情吗？
Isn't this something that sounds awful?
我们很多人都不愿意谈到这个字。
None of us want to talk about death.
忌讳避开它，用别的言语来形容。
The word death seems to be a taboo that we want to avoid. We'd rather use some other noun to replace it.
在乡下有两个好朋友，他们住在半山腰。
In a village, a countryside, there are two good friends living at the foot of a mountain.
他们是以砍柴为生的。
And they're woodcutters.
那么两个好朋友约定好了，明天一大早要再去砍柴。
These two friends have made an appointment with each other that they shall go to the woods early next morning to cut some more wood.
那么 A 这个人要经过 B 这个人的住家才能去到砍柴工作的地方。
And woodcutter A has to pass by woodcutter B to get into the forest.
他们都约定时间约好了，明天一大早要去。
And they have made an appointed time that they should meet.
那 A 经过 B 的住家的时候，因为在小路上跟他的住家还有一段路，但是乡下大家在讲话，尤其大清早，你用喊得很大声，声音很清脆，都可以听得到。
And since they're living in the countryside and there's not many people there, you can almost shout to each other.
所以这个 A 就跟这个 B 就呼喊他说：“走吧，我们去砍柴去了。”
Well, A hasn't approached the house of B yet. He already cried out saying, "Come on, let's go."
这个 B 没有出声，反而是 B 的太太出声了。
And woodcutter B did not reply. His wife did.
就是他去了啦。
And she said he's gone.
哇，这个 A 呢就很生气了，明明约好的叫我来叫你才去，怎么你已经去了？
And so woodcutter A was very angry, saying that we have arranged to meet together to go into the forest. Why did he leave without me?
哇，这个 A 又很大声的喊回来，几点去？
And so woodcutter A shouted back. When did he leave?
B 的太太就说两点多就去了啦。
And so woodcutter B's wife replied around 2 in the morning.
哇，这个 A 越听越生气，边走边抱怨，七早八早那么早去做什么？要去也不叫我一起去。
So woodcutter A again grumbled, saying, "Why did he go so early in the morning? He should have waited for me."
为什么不等我？
Why didn't he wait for me?
走到他们砍柴工作的地方，黑漆漆的。因为才凉，这很一大早黑漆漆的。
And so when woodcutter A went into the forest, it was still dark.
说他都一直叫某某人啊，某某人啊，都没有人回答。
And he kept calling out to woodcutter B, but no one replied.
他感到不太对劲，有毛骨悚然，又赶快折腾回来。
And he felt scared, so he went back.
还没有到，就跟这个 B 的太太说，哪里有？你说他去了，我在那边一直叫都叫不到，都没有人了，到底怎么回事呢？
So before approaching woodcutter B's house, he again cried out, saying, "Where is he? I couldn't find him."
进到这个 B 的住家，
When he entered into Wickardby's cottage.
又听到这个 Lee 的太太说，我跟你讲，两点多就去了，你不相信。
She said, the Wickardby's wife said, I've told you, he left at 2 a.m.
这时候听到 Lee 的太太在哭了，床上躺着就是 Lee 了。
And so he heard, Wickardby heard the wife crying, and he saw Wickardby lying on his bed.
原来 Lee 已经走了，去了。
And what he realized was that,Wickardby has indeed gone.
所以这个 A 很害怕说要去你自己去不要找我不要等我了
So Wickardby then said If you want to go Please go but don't wait for me
所以我们华人不愿意谈死都说他去了啦他走了
We Chinese don't like to use the word die or death So we often use the word they have gone
但是传道书的作者偏偏告诉我们
But here the writer of Ecclesiastes tells us
不能忌讳谈死
ThatYou don't have to see the word death as a taboo.
而相反的，要把死这件事情放在我们的心上。
And on the other hand, you should remember it and lay it to heart.
因为这是众人的结局嘛。
Because this is the end of all men.
过去台湾有一首流行歌很出名。
A few decades ago, there was a very popular Chinese song.
所以在卖这个录音带的。唱片行哇都播得很大声跟我们加拿大不同啊加拿大都是很斯文很安静很绅士
So many of the music stores would be playing this particular song very loud unlike in Canada where things seems to be very quiet
就算很出名的流行歌他们在卖这些影碟磁碟光碟也不能晃得很大声的
And here in Canada we don't see a lot of music stores playing loud music
台湾就相反了、这个唱片行乒乒乓乓晃得很大声
In Taiwan, it seems to be the opposite that music stores tend to play loud music.
而这首流行歌呢，就是总有一天等到你。
And the title of this popular Chinese song was that I will wait one day, you will be here.
你不想唱流行歌，天天听，听到都会唱。
So if you don't listen to pop music, but every time you pass by the music store, you'll be hearing this tune, so you would definitely know how to sing this song.
但是这首流行歌不是从唱片行播放出来的。
Yet, this song was not played by a music store.
是从棺木店在播放的。
Rather, it was a store that sells coffins.
所以走过这个棺木店呢，唉，本来就已经不太吉利了，不太愿意了，又听到这首歌，哎呀，更是不好受。
So, people passing by the store already felt uneasy, and after listening to the song, they'll probably feel worse.
但是这个棺材店的老板呢，我觉得是。很懂得这个人生，看透这个人生。
But I believe the owner of this particular store seems to have a very good grasp, a very good view on life.
哦，这些棺木总有一天会等到你来。
That one of these days, you will be here.
平常我们都不愿意去棺木店，都是到很高级的墓，很好吃的地方去，不会来这里。老板却说，我总有一天会等到。
And normally nobody would want to go to a funeral home to buy coffins.We would rather go to the mall, but this particular owner of the store says that one day you will be here.
传道书八章八节
Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 8.
无人有权利掌管生命，将生命留住，也无人有权利掌管死期。这场征战无人能免。
Verse 8. No man has power to retain the spirit or authority over the day of death.There is no discharge from war, nor will weakness deliver those who are given to it.
死亡这件事情非常公平。
And death seems to be a very fair event to everyone.
上至君王，下至百姓。
The royalties, or even the beggars on the street.
你是花容月貌，或者是生来就像 ET 这么难看。
Whether you are a beautiful woman, or you are ugly like an alien.
不用难过，再花容月貌的人也是有死亡的一天。我虽然生得很不其貌不扬，也是有死亡的一天，都一样公平。
That death is fair to everyone, regardless of their social status or the physical appearance.
只是可以说早一点去，晚一点去罢了。
The only difference is the timing of the event, whether it's sooner or later.
所以有一座坟场，它的正门大门，我们要去送殡埋葬人的。路口
There is a cemetery that has a big gate.
它那个很大的标语就写着。
On this big gate, it hangs some words.
今天是我。
On it it says, "Today, it's me."
那我们去参加送葬，把这个死人埋葬好了。
So when you enter, you will see these words, and then going to the cemetery, you will bury the dead.
我们要再从这个大门出来。
And on your way back,
大门的背面又一横写着。
On the other side of the gate, which you will be facing now,
明天是你。
Tomorrow it'll be you.
请问各位，我们看到这句话，难道会生气吗？
Would you be angry when you see these words?
我们不敢生气的。
Of course not.
因为这是一件事实。
Because it's true.
我们没有一个人可以保证我能活到明天。
None of us can guarantee that we will live to tomorrow.
棺材是装死人，不是装病人，也不是装老人。
The coffin is for the dead, not the sick, nor the elderly.
所以我们什么时候会死，什么时候会断气，我们都没有办法把握。
So none of us know when we will die.
那么既然是这个样子，
If this is so,
我们想要再活多久？
How long do we want to live?
都没有用的。
It doesn't matter how long you want to live.
圣经里面记载着活得最久的人是谁？
Who is the oldest living being recorded in the book of in the Bible?
我们看创世纪。
Let's turn to Genesis.
第五章。
Genesis chapter
5. 20节。
Verse
20. 27, 对不起。创世纪第五章二十七节。
Sorry, it's Genesis chapter 5, verse 27.
这里说马土撒拉一共活了969岁就死了。
Verse 27 says, Thus all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died.
整本圣经活得最长命的就是969.
The longest life ever recorded was 969 years.
但是华文圣经把它翻译写成就死了，很有意义。
And it then says he died.
当一个婴儿刚刚生出来，一哭也不哭，我们反而要哭了。
When a baby was born and it doesn't come out crying, we On the other hand, we'd be panicking and crying for it.
因为生出来的婴儿死了。
Because the baby that was born has died.
所以我们叫做夭折。
We call it stillborn.
生出来就死了，但是圣经说他活到969岁也就死了。
And here is a contrast where Methuselah lived till 969 years and then he died.
所以在神的眼中看起来。
And this to God.
你活得再久，通通是很短暂的。
To God, no matter how long you lived, it is still a very short time.
传道书六章六节。
Let's turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse 6.
传道书第六章第六节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse 6.
那个人虽然活了千年，再活千年，却不享福，众人岂不都归于一个地方去吗？
Even though he should live 1,000 years twice told, yet enjoy no good.Do not all go to the one place.
969我们都太羡慕了，结果这里告诉我们，就算我们活一千年，再一千年，也是都要归一个地方，也是要死。
We may be envious of Methuselah living 969 years, but in this verse it tells us that it doesn't matter how long we live, it could be 1,000 or 2,000 years, but we all, at the end, go to the same place.
而圣经说，在神的眼光看来，千年只不过一日。
And the Bible also tells us that to God, 1,000 years is like one day.
甚至于像一更天罢了。
Perhaps only a certain period of the day.
就是三四个小时，这么短暂。
Probably about 3 or 4 hours.
所以我们人活在世上，可以说实在是很短暂，很可怜。
So we can say that our life on earth is very short and very pathetic.
说走就走，谁都没有办法继续要活下去。
And at the moment that we should go, we would die, and there is nothing we can do to prolong our life.
既然这个样子，我们就要明白，要活得有意义才重要。
So if this is the case, then we should learn how to live a meaningful life.
不要在乎肉体的生命活得长短。
It shouldn't matter how long we live physically on earth.
我在新加坡工作六年当中。
In my 6 years in Singapore working there.
有许多印象深刻的事情。
There are several events that leaves a deep impression on me.
其中一件就是有一个五岁的小弟弟就死了。
One of the events that happened was that a 5-year-old boy died.
另外一件是一位92岁的 女姐妹就死了。
Another event was that a 92-year-old sister passed away.
那么五岁跟九十岁可以说差了一大段距离。
There's a big difference between 5 years old and 92 years old.
但是我个人感觉五岁跟九十二岁他们活得都很有意义。
But personally, I feel that the 5-year-old boy and the 92-year-old sister, they both lived a meaningful life.
这个五岁的小孩脑瘤肿得很大。
And this, this 5-year-old boy has a brain tumor.
他爸爸妈妈到处看医生。
And his parents had, spent a lot of money seeking medical help.
又驾车很远，驾很远到某一个教会去。
And they would drive a long distance to go to a certain church.
结果都没有办法得到医治。
And this boy could not be healed.
后来就有人告诉他。
So someone said to them.
哎，你们新加坡就有真耶稣教会了啊！你不要跑，离开新加坡跑那么远，跑到马来西亚去做什么
？And someone said, in Singapore there's a True Jesus Church. There's no need for you to drive all the way to Malaysia.
他又跑到别的教会。
And going to some other churches.
后来他就到新加坡的真耶稣教会来。
So.The parents came to the True Jesus Church in Singapore.
就大家一直关心，帮助他祷告。
And everyone had deep concern for the boy and prayed for the boy.
这个五岁的小弟弟就要求他的妈妈每天晚上睡觉以前一定要讲圣经的故事给他听。
And so the boy requested his mother, to tell him Bible stories, each day during his bedtime.
他的妈妈为了让这个生病的小孩得到高兴安慰，拼命读圣经。
And so to satisfy the boy's request, the mother would be reading the Bible constantly.
越读圣经越明白道理。
The more she read, the more she would understand the truth.
越聚会越听道理越得安慰。
And the more services she attended, the more comfort she would have received.
并且这个五岁的小弟弟来聚会的时候他都会听道理的。
And this 5-year-old boy, every time he come to the church to attend services, he would sit down to listen to the truth.
他听到某某人不舒服生病帮助祷告。
When he heard the prayer requests for certain people who were sick,
他回到家里跪下来就会为那个人祷告。
And when he went home, he would continue to pray.
所以有一次我也生病不舒服了。
So one day I myself was ill.
人家说，哎，我们为传道祷告。
And someone said, let's pray for the pastor.
下一个安息日来，他见面跑到面前来，他就直接问，皮切章 ，Are you okay? 张传道你好吗
？And so. The next week, he came to church and approached me and asked me, "How are you, Bishop Chang?"
哦，我听得都很感动。
And I was very moved when I heard it.
我说，台上宣布祷告，你五岁的小弟弟，你本身都有病，还来问候我，你好了吗
？And I was moved by the fact that this little boy has a brain tumor. He himself was not well, yet he would pray for me.
他父母亲对真耶稣教会到了本来不深入的。
At the initial stage, his parents were not. Very familiar with the truth in our Jesus Church.
因为这个五岁小孩子的病
，But because of the illness of their little boy.
也这个是五岁小孩子的要求。
And also at the request of their son.
父母亲认真聚会，认真读圣经，常常跟他一起唱诗。
His parents would constantly read the Bible and would sing hymns with him.
有一天告诉他妈妈，天使来找我。
One day he said to his mother, "The angels are here."
结果就这样走了。
And he passed away.
他妈妈很舍不得，很难过，很伤心吗？这是事实。
The mother was very sad.
但是过后很安慰。
But she was also comforted.
因为她自己明白。
Because she understood.
如果没有这个小孩子，他们全家没有办法在真耶稣教会这么热心。
She understood that if they had not had the son, they would not be in Jesus Church.
虽然这个大儿子。
Even though their 5-year-old son,
但是他很安慰的，天使来接他了。
But she was comforted because the angels have brought him away.
并且主耶稣在赏赐他两个男儿加一个女儿。
And also the Lord Jesus has blessed them with 2 other boys and a girl.
所以他每次想到这件事情，虽然舍不得，但是很安慰。
Every time she thought about this, she would be sad, but she was comforted.
那么这个92岁的长辈呢
？And The 92-year-old sister.
她对传道说
，She said to me.
你们传道人哦，不要只是在台上讲讲道理就好。
She said, "Do not, as preachers, do not merely preach on the pulpit."
你们应该常常去寻家，就是访问信徒。
You should go out and visit the members.
哎，你们讲话哦，不要讲太小心，人家都听不到。你要讲话要讲得很清楚，让人家听得明白。
And she also said, do not speak softly because no one can hear you. Rather, you should speak clearly.
哦，我觉得这一位长辈真的很有爱心，也很诚恳。
And I feel that she has been very truthful to me.
啊，实在是常常接触信徒、访问、谈心很重要。
And I believe it is important to visit members of the church to understand the daily living.
结果有一天啊，我们一起祷告。
And one day we were praying together.
啊，祷告的时候，她灵言很流利，圣灵很充满。
And she was filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，我们所谓灵言流利，就是真耶稣教会祷告的时候，不只是用我们听得懂的语言，这个是悟性祷告，还有神的灵临到我们，纯粹用舌音来祷告，这就是灵言祷告。
In this church, when we pray in tongue. By that we mean that it is a sound that we utter with our tongue.
所以我们刚才在聚会之前啊，有慕道朋友来了，我相信你们也听到，我们好多人都跪下来在祷告。
At the beginning of the service, when you have just come in, you've probably seen many of our brothers and sisters kneeling down praying.
如果你们第一次来，你们会觉得很奇怪，哎，怎么叽里咕噜叽里咕噜，不知道他讲些什么，听不懂。
If this is your first time here, you might be surprised that you don't understand what these people are saying.
啊，这是没有错的。
It is true.
每一个国家都有每一个国家不同的语言。
We know that each different country has its own language.
神也是属灵的国度，所以就有属灵的语言。
God is a spiritual nation, and therefore it has a spiritual language.
那我们祷告就是该在跟天上的神讲话。
When we are praying, we're communicating with God in heaven.
因为神的灵临到我们。
And because God's Spirit has come upon us.
所以我们除了能够用你们听得懂的言语，用英语也好，用华语也好，用客家话、广东话也好，我们都可以跟你们谈。
So, we can still speak the language of the of on this earth, whether it's English, Chinese, French, Spanish, or whatever.
但是我们因为得到神的灵了，所以我们更可以用灵言来跟神灵交谈话。
However, because we have also received the Spirit of God, therefore we can speak this language of the spiritual kingdom.
所以当92岁这位长辈，她圣灵很充满，用灵言祷告。
So this 92-year-old sister was praying. She was filled with the Holy Spirit and she spoke in tongue.
啊，到最后她用悟性祷告。
But she later on in her prayer she started praying in understanding.
因为她是福建人，所以用福建话方言祷告，双手一支笔。主跟我同在，主跟我同在。
Because she spoke a certain Chinese dialect, so she said, with her hands pointing to herself, saying that God is with me.
那祷告完了以后
，And after the prayer,
哇，她跟传道握手，握得很紧，讲了很多祝福的话。
She shook hands with me and she held my hands very tightly, and she blessed me.
虽然很高兴，很安慰，但是心很酸，强忍住眼泪，不敢掉下来。
Even though she was happy, but at the same time she was tired and she was also on the verge of weeping.
真的，第二天就这样走了。
And the next day she passed away.
但是这个5岁跟92岁，让我们感受到他们活得非常有意义。
And this 5-year-old boy and the 92-year-old sister, from their incidents, we can understand that they have led a very meaningful life.
为什么这样说呢
Why would we say that?
因为圣经里面这样告诉我们。
Because it says in the Bible.
我们看约翰福音。
Let's now turn to the Gospel of John.
14章。
John chapter 14.
约翰福音14章。
John chapter 14.
第一节到第六节。
Verse 1 to verse 6.
当主耶稣要跟他的门徒离开啊，门徒都很忧愁，很舍不得。
When Jesus was leaving his disciples, they didn't want him to go.
但是主耶稣对他们说：“你们不要忧愁啊。”
But Jesus said to them, "Do not be sorrowful."
你们信天上的真神，也应该要信我。
Believe in God, believe also in me.
因为在天父的家里有很多住的地方。
In my Father's house, there are many rooms.
我比你们先去啊！我现在先去天国，先去天父那里，去为你们预备住的地方。
I am going ahead of you to prepare a place for you.
我去那个地方以后呢，一定会再来来接你们一起到那里。
And after I'm gone, I will come back and I will take you with me.
所以我往什么地方去，你们都知道那条路。
And so you know the way where I'm going.
那么这个多马他的门徒就问他说，我们怎么知道呢？
So one of his disciples, Thomas, then asked the Lord, how will we know?
第六节耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
In verse 6, Jesus replied, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me.
啊， 我们非常相爱的人要离开，一定会舍不得。
When someone we loved very much was about to depart, we would definitely miss them.
但是舍不得也没有办法，死临到了，总是要离别，叫做生离死别，很难过的。
Even though we may miss them, but we still must let them go, because that's a fact.
但是这里主耶稣很有把握的安慰跟随他三年多的这些门徒。
But here, the Lord Jesus comforted his disciples.
当我跟你们在一起的时候，我给你们解决很多困难。
He says, when I'm with you, I have helped you a lot.
带给你们很多的安慰跟鼓励。
I have brought you peace, blessings, encouragement.
现在我离开你们，你们好感觉无依无靠，会害怕。
Now that I'm gone, you may feel afraid.
我告诉你们，我不会就这样放着你们不管的。
He said, I will not leave you by yourself.
我是先到天国替你们安顿好将来你们要去天国住的地方。
Rather, I'm going ahead of you to prepare a place for you.
我还会再来带你们去。
I will come back and I'll tell you the way that leads to heavenly kingdom.
像我们今天各位来到我们真耶稣教会，一定有个地址。
For example, when you come to church today, you still have an address.
你们就是要按照这个地址才能进来啊。
And you must have the address of a church, that way you can find your way here.
差一个号码都进不来了。都找错地方了。
If you miss the number of our address, you'll probably find the wrong place.
所以有人带你们来，你们找到。
So if somebody was to bring you here, then you would definitely find the right place.
我们人活在这个世上。
We live on earth.
身体一定要有个房子住。
We must have a physical dwelling for our body.
我们断了气。
When we die,
变成尸体。
We become a corpse.
那么这个尸体一定要有一个坟墓住。
And there must be a place to put this corpse.
那么除了这个活着的身体、死了的尸体之外，
besides this living body and a dead corpse,
我们还有一个灵体。
We still have a spiritual body.
那么断了气以后，这个灵魂要到哪里去？
And after we die, where does the spirit go?
这就是我们必须思想的问题。
And this is the problem that we have to face.
我从哪里来？
Where did I come from?
我活着做什么？
Why am I living?
我要往哪里去？
Where am I going?
我们都是从天上的真神耶稣基督那里来。
We all came from the true God in heaven, Lord Jesus Christ.
我们断了气，我们通通要再回到天家那里。
After we die, we will be going back to our heavenly home.
所以主耶稣安慰他的门徒，也是安慰你跟我。
So when the Lord Jesus comforted his disciples, he is in fact comforting us.
他叫门徒不要忧愁。
He says, "Let not your hearts be troubled."
也是叫你我不要忧愁。
What he also means is that he's telling us not to be sorrowful.
透过耶稣，他会带我们到天父那里。
By Jesus, he will bring us to our heavenly Father.
但是不能只有理论啊。
But this is not just a theory.
你如果问我说，传道，你看过天国吗？我坦白跟你承认，我都没有看过。
If you ask me, have you ever seen heaven? I can tell you frankly, I've never seen it.
我没有去过。
And I've never been there.
那为什么你要相信呢？
You will then ask me, what would you believe?
我们看十六节。
Let's read verse 16.
约翰福音14:16-20.
Gospel John chapter 14, verse 16.
这里主耶稣告诉他的门徒说，当我去到天父那里以后，我会要求父差派这个保惠师，永远与你们同在。
And Lord Jesus says that I will pray the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever.
实际节说，这个保惠师就是真理的圣灵。
Verse 70 says that this counselor will be the spirit of truth.
18节说，我没有撇下你们为孤儿，我必定到你们这里来。
Verse 18 says, I will not leave you desolate, I will come to you.
19节说，还有不多时候，世人通通不能看见我，你们可以看见我。
Verse 19 says, yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me.
假如我活着，你们也要活着。
Because I live, you will live also.
20节说，到了那日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
Verse 20 says, in that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you.
这个就是属灵的团圆。
This is called a spiritual gathering.
我们人跟人是一个个体，不能说你在我里面，我在你里面，这个不可能的。
We humans, we are individual bodies. We can't say that you are in me and I'm in you.
但是耶稣是神，是灵。
But Lord Jesus is God. He is a spirit.
所以他安慰着门徒。
So he can comfort his disciples.
在肉眼看来，我这个肉体好像就死了。
To the naked eye, my physical body is dead.
但是我复活，我会升天。
But when I resurrected, I will raise to heaven.
你真的有升天到天国去吗？
Have you really been ascended to heaven?
一定要有证据。
You must have proof.
这个证据就是耶稣升天以后，圣灵会下来。
This proof is that, and after Jesus ascended to heaven, the Holy Spirit will come down.
圣灵就是神的灵，就是耶稣的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, which is also the Spirit of Jesus.
所以耶稣才会安慰门徒说，我不撇下你们为孤儿。
And that is why Jesus said to his disciples, I will not leave you desolate.
他是我们的父亲，他跟我们同在，我们就不是孤儿啊。
He is our Father, when He is with us, we are no longer orphans.
如果我们的父亲已经不在了，我们就称为孤儿。
When our Father is no longer with us, we become orphans.
所以今天你们来，各位亲爱的慕道朋友来到我们真耶稣教会。
And dear true seekers, you have come here this evening to our church.
等一下我们第二次祷告的时候，请你们注意看。
And in our second prayer later on, please observe carefully.
这就是圣灵。
What the Holy Spirit is.
神的灵临到我们。
When the Spirit of God descends upon us,
我们纯粹用舌头讲话。
We'll be speaking with our tongue.
因为神是慈爱的。
Because our Lord is merciful.
所以神的灵临到我们，我们都很正常。父子在谈话，很快乐，很有理智，很清醒。
When the Spirit of God comes down upon us, we will still be very conscious. We'll be carrying on a conversation with God.
比我们肉身的父亲还宝贵。
That this relationship between us and God is more precious than the relationship we have with our Earthly Father.
如果我们认识了耶稣基督，
If you have known Jesus Christ,
我们得到了这个圣灵，
When you have received the Holy Spirit,
我们就百分之百的确信耶稣真的在天国。
That we will 100% believe that Lord Jesus is indeed in heaven.
真的有天家。
That is really a heavenly home.
真的是有永生。
And there is indeed eternal life.
我们看路加福音二十章。
Let's turn to Gospel Luke chapter 20.
路加福音二十章
Gospel Luke chapter 20
38节
Verse 38
说神原不是死人的神乃是活人的神因为在他那里人都是活的
38 Now he is not God of the dead but of the living for all live to him
这是指着我们信了耶稣的人
What this is referring to is those who believe in the Lord
我们肉体照样会死
Our physical body will still die.
但是很宝贵的，我们的灵魂，我们的灵体已经借着耶稣基督到天父那里。
But our precious spirit, through Jesus Christ, have already gone to heaven.
那么很奇妙的就是，在天父那里的人说，人都是活的。
And all those in heaven, they're all living.
就是永远活着。
And by that we mean they live forever.
真正的长寿。
That is the true longevity.
再也没有死亡。
There will no more be death.
我们参考启示录。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation.
二十二章。
Revelation chapter 22.
我们先看二十一章的第三节到第五节。
Let's read chapter 21 first, verse 3 to 5.
启示录二十一章的第三节这里说，有听见有大声音从宝座出来说，神的帐幕在人间，要与人同住，要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
Verse 3 says, And I heard a loud voice from the throne, saying, Behold, the dwelling of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them.
第四节说，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
Verse 4 says, He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away.
第五节说，做保证都是看啊，我将一切都更新了。又说你要写上，因为这些话是可信，是真实的。
Verse 5 says, And he who sat upon the throne said, Behold, I shall make all things new. Also he said, Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true.
所以从我们在世上相信耶稣开始，耶稣就跟我们同在。
From the moment we believe the Lord Jesus is true, he is with us.
他就做我们的神。
He is our God.
一直到我们肉体断气了。
Right till the day that our physical body dies.
我们的灵体到了天父真神耶稣基督那里。
Our spiritual body ascends to heaven and went back to the Lord Jesus.
我们在世上劳苦担重担。
On earth we toil and we work hard.
生老病死。
We suffer pain and sorrow.
好多的悲哀哭嚎疼痛，通通没有，不再有眼泪了。
But in heaven there shall no more be tears, nor shall there be death.
所以第五节特别告诉我们说，这个话是可信，是真的，不是假的。
And that is why verse 5 says that these words are trustworthy and true.
好，二十二章的第一节就告诉我们。
And then let's go to chapter 22, verse 1.
说在天上这个地方呢，城内的街道有一道生命水的河，明亮如水晶，从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。
Says that he showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God.
在神那里的人都是活的，因为他们拥有生命水。
And all those who are with God are living because they have the water of life.
并且又有生命果可以吃。
They also have the fruit of life.
就是永远活着，永远不死。
Which means they live forever, they will never die.
所以这条生命河的水就是真理的圣灵。
This water of life refers to the spirit of truth.
在世上，让我们得到圣灵，才有把握，才有凭据说天国有生命河。
And only when you receive the Holy Spirit on earth, then you will have this deep conviction that there will be water of life in heaven.
有一个我们教会的弟兄要离世了。
We have a church brother.
他告诉四周围的人说。
And on his deathbed, he said to the people around him.
那里有一条河，很美，很美，很美。他形容不出来，只是一直讲很美，那条河很美这样。
He said there is a river there, and it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And beautiful is the only word he could describe it.
这是让我们加添信心，他真的已经看到生命河。
And this is merely to give us more evidence that indeed there is a water of life there in heaven.
所以肉体的死亡对真耶稣教会的信徒来讲一点都不恐惧，很安然，很盼望要去到永生的地方。
To the members of the True Jesus Church, death is no longer something frightful. We all look forward to go to a heavenly home.
啊，有一对非常恩爱的夫妻。
There was a loving couple.
丈夫离世了，太太非常的伤心。
And when the husband passed away, the wife was very sad.
她一直祷告。
She kept praying.
祷告当中，她看到她的丈夫变得更英俊、更美。
And in her prayer, she saw her husband. He was more handsome than he used to be.
然后对她说：“我在这个地方很好，我先来在这里等你来。”
And he said to her, "I am here, and it's beautiful here. I'm waiting for you to come here."
这个太太再也不会忧伤了。
And after the prayer, she was no longer sad.
她就是很盼望这一天。
And she was looking forward to the day.
耶稣让她咽下最后一口气，她也要去到天国。
She was looking forward to the day she breathed her last breath, and then she would be going to heavenly kingdom.
又有一个人，他做了梦。
And there was also a person who had a dream.
哇，他看到天国好多间房子。
He saw that there are many houses in heavenly kingdom.
每一间房子都写上名字。
And on each house there's a name.
他看到好几个名字，他都认识，都是我们教会某某人。
And he saw a number of names that he knew these people.
这些人都在教会里面都很有爱心，很热心。
And he said that the people whose names are on the houses, those are the ones who are very fervent for the Lord.
非常的高兴，充满了盼望。
And he was very happy. He was full of hope.
正是主耶稣对他门徒所说的。
And this is like unto what the Lord said to his disciples.
我先去那里为你们预备地方。
That I shall go ahead of you to prepare a place for you.
今天我们各位亲爱的慕道朋友。
And so, dear truth seekers.
死是众人的结局，没有错。
Death may be the end to all men.
但是死对真耶稣教会的基督徒来讲，一点都不可怕。
But death is not frightful to the members of Jesus Church.
因为耶稣就是道路、真理、生命。
Because the Lord Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life.
我们在真耶稣教会里面具备了。
And we have equipped all these in our church.
整本的圣经，我们不加添、不减少、不改变，这才是真理。
We will not add a word or delete a word from this Bible, nor will we change its meaning.
人身体有灵才是活的。
If a body has spirit, it's a living body.
所以教会是耶稣的身体，教会要有耶稣的灵，这个教会是活的。
The church is a body of Christ, and this church, if it has the spirit of Jesus, then it's a living church.
真正的生命。
And that would be a genuine life.
所以借着耶稣这条道路。
So through Jesus Christ, the way,
我们就到天父那里去。
We will go to the Heavenly Father.
那里的人都是永远活着。
And the people there will be living forever.
真正的长寿。
And it's called genuine longevity.
请问各位去不去呢？
So I ask you, do you want to go there?
让我们做聪明的选择。
Let us make the wise choice.
只要你相信耶稣。
As long as you believe in Jesus.
你就有永远的生命。
You will receive eternal life.
唱诗。